Then Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, for by a strong arm of the Lord brought you out from this place." This is our text. You may be seated. My dear friends in Christ, there is a story told of a man in Montgomery, Alabama, who, after filling his vehicle with gasoline, pulled away from the pump and left, and drove for 5 hours before he realized that he left his passenger behind, namely his wife. He got to a distant town and he went to the police station in those days, and he got made contact with her, apologized profusely, informed her that he was returning to get her. It was quite the embarrassment. And as I read that story, I said, could that happen to you and to me? I was thinking, what was that guy thinking? I could understand maybe getting in the car and pulling away, and then kind of like, oh, that's right, my wife. But he drove for 5 hours without returning. Unthinkable. But as I thought about that, I began to think that it really applies to you and I at times in a relationship with our Heavenly Father. There are times in our lives where we forget about the one who created us, the one who redeemed us, and the one who provides for us each and every day of our lives. And we ask the question, how is that possible? I don't know. I just know in our daily lives at times we do that. But are there things that you want to remember? What, how do you go about remembering them? Kind of the old school way is I take a piece of string and tie it around my finger. And if you watched The Christmas Story, that's what the uncle did at the savings and loan building, right? He had the strings around his finger. It's a good way to remember, I suppose. But we're new school now. What are some things that you would like to remember? I'd like to remember the password. I've got so many, I can't keep track of them. I want to know my PIN numbers. Too many of them to remember. I want to make sure every year on June the 22nd, I remember my anniversary. And I certainly want to remember phone numbers. But iPhones have made this a lot easier. You just program it in. You go to your catalog, press the button, and they're ringing. I can't tell you what my kids' phone numbers are. I've got them in my phone by name. But the reality is, we try all kinds of things to remember. If there were a string around the finger, we can try things such as writing on my calendar important dates that are coming up. I've been to your home. I know what you do. You write that doctor's appointment on so you don't forget it, right? Or you have those posted sticky notes all over my office. I got to remember to do this. I got to remember to do that. I want to make sure I pray for them. But then I can also set my little helpful reminders on my iPhone that will remind me of important events that are coming up that I don't forget. But I have a terrible memory. I forget things. I remember at the seminary, one of the hardest classes I ever took was Summer Greek. Summer Greek was a 9-week course. Imagine taking a fire hose, putting it into your mouth and turning it on full blast and drink it all without a drop hitting the floor. That's what Summer Greek was like. And what was worse, it was pass-fail. If you passed, I could continue on to be admitted into the seminary and study to be a pastor. If you fail, Lord have mercy. I quit my job with the phone company. I had a young wife, 2 small sons that were depending upon me to actually be enrolled at the seminary and to pursue my dream of being a pastor. It was hard. And the pressure the day of taking the qualifier, it was relentless. But one of the methods I used to memorize my Greek was flashcards. One side the Greek, the other side the English. I would go English to Greek, Greek to English. I would take these cards and wear them out, going back and forth, trying to remember all the vocabulary and all those creepy little things in Greek that people say, it's Greek to me, I know exactly what they mean. Repetition is the mother of memory. You might ask, why do I share this story with you? Is because if you look at the Old Testament today, wasn't that what Moses was saying to the people of Israel? Remember this day. Remember that day when God brought us out of captivity in Egypt by His mighty arm and His outstretched hand, and He redeemed us, set us free from slavery. Remember this day. For those that were gathered, there was the remembrance of the plagues. They'd witnessed the River Nile turning into blood, the gnats, the boils, the hellfire from heaven, all these plagues, nine at all until the tenth one, the angel of death passed over and killed all the firstborn, both man and beast, except if the blood of the Passover lamb was smeared upon the door and the lintel of the house that they're in, the angel of death would pass over you. The church has for a long time understood the blood of the Lamb is pointing to Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world that John the Baptist pointed to on the shore of the Jordan River. Jesus, the Lamb of God, to remember the Passover and all that it means to be redeemed by Christ the crucified. For the nation of Israel, God gave them some pretty cool learning devices. First of all, he wanted to make sure that they engaged all their senses. The sense of taste, touch, smell, sight, sounds. All of them were encapsulated in this big Passover celebration. He wanted them to remember, and to remember by reenacting it every single year. From generation to generation, remember this day. Remember all that God has done for you. And for the nation of Israel, whenever that Seder meal would take place, there was a lot of remembering that would go on. When you were growing up, was there any smell that really got you excited? For me, it was getting home from school. My mom had baked bread. And my mom was a great bread maker. And so I would come in, and she was usually gracious enough to allow us to break into one of the loaves while it was still hot, right out of the oven. And you know that smell? To this day, whenever I smell freshly baked bread, my senses kind of go into overdrive. I remember that day when I was a child, and that opportunity, I can almost taste it. As I was thinking about that, I came across the story of a couple of prisoners that were in a Russian prison. They had never seen each other face to face. In fact, the wall was so thick that they couldn't communicate except through tapping. One of the prisoners' name was Bill. The other one's was Joe. And Joe had asked Bill through his tapping in a code that the Russians wouldn't understand. He wanted to know if would be willing to share in the Lord's Supper with them. Later on, Bill related this story as he pretended to tear off a piece of bread. Bill said, I felt the hard crust in my hand, and as I tore it away, my fingers would pinch, and I could literally feel the bread between my fingers. He held up his empty hand to his face, and he took a long smell, and he says, I could literally smell the freshly baked bread between my fingers. And my mouth began to water at the thought. He says, I remembered when I was a child, when I received the Lord's Supper, I could hear the words of the pastor as he had speak to me, and I was feeling as if I was receiving the body and blood of Jesus. Joe was the one tapping on the wall. He said, this is my body broken for you. And Bill said, I raised it up and the pretend bread to my lips and placed it in my mouth, and that same flavor, that flavor that he had tasted hundreds of times before, filled his mouth, and that sweet taste in that small church in his hometown. Then Bill tapped on the wall and says, let me offer the cup. And they both picked up their imaginary chalice, and they felt it in their hands 100 times before. And Bill tapped on the wall these words, this is my blood of the New Testament shed for you for the remission of sins. Drink of it, all of you. As he raised that cup to his mouth, the aroma of the grapes filled his nostril. Bill said it was so comforting. It was so warming. It took him back to his small country church as he sat with his family to enjoy the Lord's Supper together as a family. Then he slowly tipped back his imaginary cup, and his taste buds began to explode. His mouth watered at the sweet flavor of the wine as he imagined it passing over his tongue. And he could hear the words of the pastor. Tears ran down his face that day in that prison cell as he held the cup and remembered the picture of Jesus Christ hanging upon the cross. I know as Lutherans it sounds kind of weird to think about having a pretend Lord's Supper, but considering their circumstances that day, could have you joined in? See, that's what God has in mind when you and I come to the Lord's table. It's hard to remember someone you have never met. It's hard. It's hard to be touched by an event that you never personally experienced yourself. For you and I were not there at the Lord's table when he had that final meal with his disciples, that Passover celebration that Jesus did with them. So God gave us a way that you and I can remember that redemption that comes into our lives by acknowledging all of our senses, whether it's the sense of sight or sound or smell or touch. As the water of your baptism caresses your body, you're reminded of the forgiveness that comes through faith in Christ as you literally feel it. You hear the words of the pastor as he acknowledges before you that Christ forgives all of your sins. In a few moments, you'll have the opportunity to come before the altar of God to receive the very flesh and blood of Jesus Christ under bread and wine, participating with real elements to take, to feel, to smell, and to touch. This morning, you and I participate in the Lord's Supper together. It's far more than just a remembrance meal. It's more than just fairy tale or pretend. We experience with all of our senses. As you and I gather together, we are gathered together in our baptism along the edge of the river with Jesus and his disciples as Christ passes through the water. We are gathered together in that upper room as Jesus says the word, "This is my body given for you." We hear the words of Christ. And we also gather together when we hear the sweet words of absolution spoken to us, and we remember. We remember today that Jesus Christ, the perfect Lamb, was a sacrifice for all of our sins. For all the times because of our sin, we forget about our relationship with Him. We remember that He was beaten on our behalf. And by His blood, we are forgiven. This morning, as you and I experience the Lord's Supper, we will be broken by that gratitude and awareness that we are unworthy together at this table in and of ourselves. We look with eyes of love and thanksgiving upon the cross and Christ crucified and all that He did for us for all the times when we willingly transgress His law and forget about Him. This morning, before you come, I'd encourage you, first of all, to examine yourself. Because Scripture calls us to realize the bread we eat is the perfect body of Jesus Christ that was broken upon the cross. The body of Jesus Christ that was laid in the tomb and resurrected on the third day. The body from which was the nails were driven and the scourging had taken place. The body of Jesus Christ was laid to rest on your behalf. And as you receive the blood, examine yourself. Because in that blood is the blood that flowed from Jesus' hands and side and feet and scalp and back as His lifeblood poured out upon the cross as He suffered and died for you. This morning I want you to come to the Lord's table remembering. And I think humility is found in remembering from where we have come. I think if you read through the Psalms, I think David speaks for all of us when he says, "I know my transgressions. And my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you're right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful from birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." Is that what you see when you look in the mirror of God's law? That I am truly a sinner in need of forgiveness? Or perhaps the words of the Apostle Paul would be more applicable for you today. Because Paul says these words, "I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but sin living in me. For I know the good itself, does not dwell in me, that is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." First, remember from where you have come. And the next time, I encourage you to remember the promises of God. God's Word says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. God's Word, this morning we were reminded by the Bond family as they were received back in the membership at Emmanuel. They stood before the altar of God and were reminded of this promise. "So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven." God makes that promise to you. And lastly, the words of your baptism, "Those that believe and are baptized shall be saved." this morning, not only remembering from where you have come, but remember the promises that God has made to you. And then lastly, I want you simply to remember our Lord. Remember His dying love. When Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I want you to remember Jesus' comforting call when He says, "Come to me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And ultimately, I want you to remember Jesus' parting words of command that you and I are to go into all nations, baptizing and teaching them. And He promises to be with us to the very end of the age. Yeah, this morning, as you and I today celebrate the Passover once again, we do so remembering to remember all that Christ has done for us. Amen. Amen. We rise together. May the peace of God, which transcends all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord.